I left Berlin by train on a Friday morning, the day after Thanksgiving. It was a six-hour journey across the border to Prague, time enough to read a little and prepare for a place I'd never seen before. The anti-communist revolt that had transformed Poland and Hungary and then East Germany was coming now to Czechoslovakia. There were demands that the Communist Party leader, Miloš Jakeš, give up power. Jakeš was the man who was directing those who'd run Czechoslovakia for more than 20 years, ever since the Soviet army had gone in to stop the reforms of Alexander Dubček back in 1968. A journalist friend who'd been in Prague back then offered some advice about people to go see, some of the old reformers who would still know things. But I would need an interpreter, he said, and so I decided to go to the university first to look for an English-speaking student. And that is how I met Natasha Dudinska. I just found her in the entryway of the School of Philosophy and Languages at Charles University. She was the first person there who spoke English and said she could go to work right away. It was already dark. We began walking several blocks to the apartment of one of the old reformers suggested by my friend. I asked if she knew of this man, and she said no, that she did not. She said much of the history of 1968 was kept secret. Now, she said, the students meant to change this.
So, and democracy is something very fragile because we were not brought up, my generation was not brought up in democracy. And we don't know to express ourselves because we were not allowed. I'm 22 and all my childhood, all my young days, we were just pushed down. And we also don't know how to listen to each other. We want dialogue, we want discussion. But discussion means that at least two people are speaking. Both of them are speaking and listening to each other. And this we should learn, to listen to each other.
But when we got back to the cab, we turned on the radio and tuned around to get the news. And pretty soon a bulletin came on.
Yes, that's true. Jakeš and that's fantastic. Central Committee, exact words are, gave their places or their seats to the disposal of somebody to take them. It's unbelievable. I don't believe it yet, even if I heard it. It's incredible. Yes, it's incredible. I mean, all the Central Committee gave their places to the disposal of people to take them, leading by Jakeš. Maybe it's history, but maybe we should be so much excited because who will change? Who will come then? But still, I mean, čo na to vravíte? Tešíte sa, že?
Ja bych brečil.
He is crying. He wants to cry. He's really excited about it. It's fantastic.
No, na Václavák zase.
We should go to the Wenceslas Square after.
Tak kam chcete ísť?
No, nič dom.
The cab driver wept with joy and took us to the square, Wenceslas Square, the site of huge demonstrations in the past week, where hundreds of thousands of Czechoslovaks demanded change. Now, thousands gathered in the square again. Jakeš, hated Jakeš, had quit, and other top communists had quit too. And not only were they gone, those who gathered in Wenceslas Square to celebrate their going were beginning to see that perhaps nobody really knew anymore what was possible. Anything might be. My interpreter, student activist, said it was too soon to celebrate. There was too much left to do. And then she jumped in the air with pleasure.
Champagne, do you see champagne already? The Jaspers finished. Jaspers, you know, clones. Finished. And you hear the ringing of the keys, that means the last calling, that means the end, the finish. It's over. The last calling.
Do you think of yourself now, after everything that's happened, as a revolutionary?
Not. No.
Not yet?
I don't know. People say that this is a revolution or was, but our historians in faculty quarrel about it, if to name it a revolution or not. I was not thinking about it.
Well, how do you think of it then?
Well, a burst. I would call it, is this English word? Burst? Burst, yes. Of dreams, of ideals. Hopes. Yeah.
I saw the most beautiful moment of this revolution, or burst, or whatever it is. It was in a big hall in the philosophy building where the huge group meetings took place. Everyone was going to vote again on whether to continue the strike. It was late in the afternoon. The light was already shrinking from the big windows and the patterned glass in the ceiling. A violinist and a pianist from the Czechoslovak National Philharmonic had come to play. They said they would play Dvořák's 100th sonata, which he wrote for his children. There were several hundred students there. They filled the long stepped rows of bench seats and writing places, and they stood in the aisles where there was room and crowded the balcony in the back. And they looked down to where the musicians stood near the low platform and lectern at the front. Each face grew still. Natasha Dudinska was at one end of a long desk where the strike committee sat on the platform. She was wearing the same thick-knit red cotton sweater and green flannel shirt and black pants that she'd had on for 3 days. Her dark, tangled hair was tied back with a piece of black lace she'd gotten somewhere. She looked pale and colorless, except for a yellowing bruise the size of a dime on her forehead. The music went on like a lullaby, and at last Natasha folded her arms on the desktop and lowered her head. Her eyes closed for a moment and struggled back open, and then closed again. This was the only time in the 10 days I knew her that she looked at peace. For a moment, I thought she might actually be sleeping, but then her small head began to move with the rhythms of Dvořák. This is Alex Chadwick.